Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Green Bay Packers chose a running back to back up Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams. Now they've got themselves the trifecta. To talk more about Dexter Williams out of Notre Dame is the offensive coordinator Chip Long joining us from Notre Dame on the hotline. How you doing?
Doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
Chip, we're doing really well. So I guess the best place I can start is first and foremost, just tell me what your thoughts are. Dexter Williams going to the Green Bay Packers.
No, I mean, I think it's a great spot for him. You know, Dexter did a great job his senior year for us. You know, in just nine games, he rushed for over 1,000 yards. You know, with Dex, you're getting a guy, very explosive, very instinctive runner. Obviously, a great first step and second-level speed to take it to the house. One thing he really did a nice job his senior year was taking great pride in, you know, his ball skills outside the backfield and his pass protection. So you're getting a complete player who I think his football is still way ahead of him for as good as I think he can be if he obviously does all the right things.
So he most likely is going to be backing up Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, but you know as well as I do in the NFL, running backs get nicked up, so he could very much see starting time right away. The big thing in the NFL is how quickly does he absorb the offense?
You know, he's obviously a very intelligent guy. He graduated from Notre Dame. He picked up our offense fairly quick. Obviously, I think it helps him being behind some guys to learn. But, you know, as the season goes on, he gets his opportunity. You know, he'll make the most of it. There's no doubt about that with him.
Posted nearly 1,000 yards, 12 touchdowns, 158 carries. So what made him so good in the open field, or what made him so good to get to the open field?
Well, you know, it was really his first 20 yards, man. He is as explosive as a back as I've had. And obviously he has great vision. He can come to balance extremely well. But once he gets past that second level, he really believes in his speed, and he did a great job of finishing his runs this year. You know,
Go ahead. I wanted you to finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and obviously, you know, he did a great job finishing his runs this year. Even in the previous years, he would always be good for an explosive run. And, you know, as time went by, he really started taking pride in finishing those runs. But, you know, a great first step. His first 10 yards, he's as quick and as explosive as, you know, any skilled player I've really been around in a while. And obviously when he got to the second level this year, he did a great job finishing.
I wanted to talk about his character because obviously he was suspended for undisclosed reasons, but I wanted to ask about how he rebounded, because sometimes it's not what you do, it's how you handle it after the fact.
There's no question. He's the poster child for that. He had to sit out his first four games, never pouted about it, would go over there and help scout team, do whatever he could to be involved. He did a great job being a leader as a senior, came to practice, you know, with a purpose, great motivator. And then when he got his opportunity, I mean, I can remember right now we're playing Stanford, and, you know, it's probably about the third series, his first time touched the ball, he takes it 50 yards for a touchdown. So, you know, knowing Dex, of course, that would happen the first time he touched the ball in his senior season. He'd take it right to the house. But, you know, he didn't let it hold him back. He learned from it. And when his opportunity came, he made the most of it.
Talking with Chip Long, Notre Dame offensive coordinator, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How's he handle blitz pickup? Because that's been one of the big things. Look, it's not in Green Bay that you're asked to run the ball a lot. One of the big things you're asked to do is protect the blind side of Aaron Rodgers. So how quickly does he pick up blitzes?
You know, he did. I mean, he picked it up, and then he finally realized if he wanted to be a back who's going to be out there for 25 carries, he's going to have to protect the quarterback. That's the number one thing that we obviously preach. You know, in his first couple of years, that was the thing that really kind of held him back. And then his senior year, like most backs, he got it and really took great pride in it and became a physical force for us back there. You know, Dex is obviously a very intelligent guy, so he picked it up. It was just, you know, his want to put his face in there that allowed him to be out on the field for the entire game, which created a lot more touches for him and him having a better senior season.
How is he as a pass catcher?
good, good. You know, I don't really remember him dropping too many balls during the game and whatnot, and something he takes great pride in. He works on it a lot. You know, he struggled before I got there with it, as a freshman, but, you know, I never had a sense, and because we used that back out of the backfield quite a bit, and he did a great job for me.
The other thing is running backs are asked to be special teamers. So I like backs that carry the football that like to hit because they like to absorb a hit. How is he playing special teams, do you know?
He was good. Our first couple of years, he was a really good gunner. He tweaked his ankle early in my first year at Notre Dame, but he was as good a gunner as we had on the punt cover. Obviously, his senior season, he was so valuable. We had other young guys who could take his place on special teams, but he did a really nice job for us.
Excellent stuff, Chip. We certainly appreciate the information, and we thank you for coming on the program for a couple of minutes, okay?
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. There you go. Chip Long, Notre Dame offensive coordinator, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.